You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. Hey, I haven't been around in the last couple of days. Took a couple of days off. I was down at the All-Star weekend, and then I came back and I took a couple of days off. I just wanted to reboot, so to speak. But in a way, kind of glad I did a little bit, because there's a lot of things going on. I mean, I want to come here and talk to y'all about Ersan Ilyasova, the Ersan Ilyasova trade to Atlanta Hawks for Tiago Splitter, a second round pick, a protected second round pick, and the right to swap draft picks for this year. And these picks I'm talking about are both second round picks. But today is going to be a crazy day. Actually, you know, I'm doing this podcast at around 12:28 in the a.m. and things are heating up as we speak. As I speak to y'all now, I believe that the Sixers are starting to shop Nerlens Noel, according to sources. You know that the Chicago Bulls are starting to express interest again in Ja. It was one of those things where talk stalled for a little bit, but now they're apparently trying to get him back. And then I also want to explain this Ersan Ilyasova trade. A good friend of mine called me and says, "Pompey, what are the Sixers doing, man? I'm getting tired of this. They're tanking again. You can't get rid of Ilyasova. Come on, man. He was the dude. He was the guy. You know, he was the reason why we turned everything around." True. I think TJ McConnell had a lot to do with that. I also think that Joel Embiid had a lot to do with it. But, you know, as I explained to my friend, you know, good buddy, a guy I went to college with, Nick Walker. That's right, Nick, I'm calling you out. But as I explained to my man Nick, you know, I said, "Look, bro," I said, "you know, I don't think Ersan was going to resign with the Sixers at the end of the season. That's one thing. I also don't think that the Sixers felt Ersan was going to fit in their long-term plans, because Dario is starting to improve. And let's face it, if Ben Simmons struggles at point guard, he's going to move back to as a point forward, so to speak. So he's going to be a power forward who gets out and run. But second, the last, the most important thing is Ersan Ilyasova would have helped his team win games. Now, I'm not saying that they're tanking, because they're not going to say they're tanking. But let's keep it real. Ersan Ilyasova was going to help the Sixers win games. And when you look and you see what the Lakers did recently by shipping Lou Williams to Houston, Lou Williams for the Lakers is basically the reason why the team, one of the reasons why the team remained competitive or competitive on certain days. So you look at that, they got rid of Lou Williams and they bring in Corey Brewer and they get something else. But, you know, the Lakers right now are 19-39. They have the third worst record in the league. They're a game behind the Phoenix Suns, if you want to talk about the loss columns, or overall they're a game ahead, or let's take that back, a half a game behind. Right now, the Lakers are 19-39. The Phoenix Suns are 18-39, right? The Sixers are two spots behind the Lakers. You know, there's the Orlando Magic at 21-37. The Sixers are 21-35. Now, this draft is guard heavy at the top. Guard heavy. And what do the Sixers need? They need a guard. They need a shooter. They need a point guard slash combo guard. And that's what they can get in this draft. Now, right now they have the fifth spot, the fifth, you know, worst record. You know, they could go up if they, you know, maintain that. That'll be cool. But if they, like, go up to number seven, number eight, they're not going to be able to get the guy that they want. They're just not. They're not. Now, again, I know if you go up to number seven, you could go up a couple spots and you go back a couple spots in the draft lottery, or you could go all the way up. I get that. But I do not believe that the Sixers will get the guard they want unless they finish in the top five. Preferably, they want to finish in the top three. You know, you want the Lakers to win. You want to finish in the top three, and you get the Lakers pick, right? Now, you know, they also have a chance to get the Sacramento Kings pick on a swap. The Sixers first round for the Sacramento Kings first round. That's assuming if the Kings finish with a worse record than the Sixers. But we can't fool ourselves and say that when you get rid of the second best player on the team as Ersan Ilyasova. Now, don't get me wrong. He's going to help out the Atlanta Hawks. But when you get rid of a guy who's averaging 14.8 points, he's shooting 35.9% on threes. You know, it's hard to say that this isn't going to be something that the team knows is going to help them continue to lose games. Now, let's go and talk about the trade deadline. So, you have Nerlens Noel, who's a guy who the Sixers really, you know, wanted to shop, wanted to get rid of, and then all of a sudden the trade talks stopped because, you know, it seems like Jahlil Okafor was the guy who they wanted to ship out instead. So the Nerlens Noel trade talk stopped. Well, let's just say Okafor wasn't getting the love or wasn't getting the attention that they probably thought. Meanwhile, Nerlens Noel, you know, his trade value isn't all that high just because teams think there's a thought that he's going to get money in free agency because the Sixers didn't extend his deal. So there's a thought that he may get money in free agency. Now, if the Sixers would give him a qualifying offer, then they could match any deal that he gets. Or if they trade him, a team could give him a qualifying offer that will enable them to match any deal that he gets. There's a thought that a lot of people, teams like the Brooklyn Nets who don't have a draft pick, like Miami Heat don't have a draft pick, teams like that will probably throw money at him because, you know, they need to bring in new players, and why not bring in a young veteran who has an elite skill package as opposed to just saying, hey, we don't have anything. Let me just go and get some free agents, some undrafted free agents. So there's a thought that that was going to happen. However, it just seems like, and from what I'm hearing, is that the Sixers are on the phone now trying to, you know, see what team, you know, see which teams are interested and what do they want for Noel. Now, here's the thing about Jahlil Okafor. Okafor, you know, we were talking before, you know, everybody knows it's well documented. You know, there was a thought that the Pelicans, Portland, Detroit, or Chicago was interested in him early last week. And that's the reason why the Sixers held him out of a home game against the Miami Heat and then he didn't travel with the team on Sunday for Monday's game to Charlotte. This was like a week prior. So, you know, but then next thing you know, the trades were called off, the trade talks were called off, and now all of a sudden you're hearing that the Chicago Bulls are interested in him again. So it's going to be intriguing, nonetheless, to say what's going to happen by this 3 p.m. deadline tomorrow. You know, I think one of them are going to get going to be traded, if not both. You know, I was leaning towards Okafor, but now it seems like if the Sixers are going to shop Noel, it just seems like, you know, he may be out of here too. It just, you know, depends on, you know, what another team wants. It depends on what a team is willing to part ways with. And it depends on what the Sixers are willing to give up. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure teams aren't going to give them fair value, equal value, so to speak, on these guys. But we'll see. But hey, you know, you got to know what it is. The Ilyasova trade keeps the Sixers competitive in regards to racking up enough losses to get a quality pick. Now, I'm not saying they're tanking. I'm just saying what's going to happen. Because, you know, this guy was a phenomenal player. Now, some people may argue phenomenal, then why is the Atlanta Hawks going to be a 16 since June 2015? So that's you got a good point. But at the same time, I just think that, you know, this was a move to help the Sixers get a quality draft pick. I'll be back and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. And don't do anything that I wouldn't do, which is, unfortunately, that's a small list of things. But have a great day, and I talk to you guys on Friday.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.